If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is April the 1st, 2024, and today the topic is Wise Men Seek Him. Happy Monday and happy 4th anniversary to GSL. Yes, yes, yes. I hope that you guys had a wonderful resurrection weekend. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. If you follow me on social media, you may have been able to get a sneak peek at my weekend. But let me do a quick recap thus far, all right? So y'all know that Friday night, it was Good Friday. And we had communion as well as, not say regular service, but yeah, regular Easter service on Friday night. Then we had Saturday, the extravaganza. Yes, the extravaganza was amazing. It was crazy. It was cool. The amazing part was that there was a lot of kids and families there, which is possibly also the crazy part, especially in our room, man. I think they said we had like 100 or some kids in there. I'm not sure. But I think that's what I overheard them say. And I think that was just our room. That's not even including nursery and preschool. So I got to confirm that and whatnot. But yeah, I think that I heard something along those lines. And then, yeah, man, it was, you know, yesterday was a Sunday, you know, so we had our three gatherings and everything like that. They all went well. I did get a chance to sit for the third service, so that was cool. My husband came and attended the third as well, so I sat with him. My mother-in-law also came and whatnot, so that was a good moment. Of course, I had to kind of leave early to go help with checkout and stuff like that, but yeah, man, so far, so good. It's been an awesome experience with the Mountain West Resurrection Weekend activities, and guess what? It has not ended, man. We got to have a Easter Monday tonight, which is going to be kicking off the trial Monday night gathering situation. So, I mean, hey, there's no excuse, man. Mountain West is making it where there's no excuse. If you can't make it on a Sunday, you can come on a Monday, if the Lord's will. So, yeah, man, that's pretty much, in a nutshell, the main events of the weekend. I mean, hubby and I did go to brunch yesterday. We went over there to Garden Park. This is my third time doing an event, or I wasn't doing an event. It was just me and him that went, but this is my third time patronizing, I guess I would say, Garden Park. And I was really looking forward to, you know, going on a Sunday because I heard that they have a live band. And so I did get a chance to enjoy the live band. But it was only briefly, man. I guess the time that I picked for us to go, which was around 3, unfortunately, the band was only like the precursor, and then they brought the DJ in. And I'm like, oh, man, I wanted the band to stay. But it was still nice overall. It got kind of weird, you know, in some moments because, of course, they tried to play some gospel and then try to throw some twerk on it. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. Hold on. And then, I mean, it was a situation where I couldn't hear my husband and we sit right across from each other, you know, that type of thing. But aside from that, I mean, the food was good. Everything was nice. And I think we had a good after church brunch situation. By the time I came on home, y'all, your girl was knocked out. I didn't get back up until maybe like, what, 10, 11, something like that. I had missed some calls, messages, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, man. That's what your girl has been up to, and to God be the glory. So look, y'all, I told y'all this is our 4th anniversary here on GSL. That's another amazing thing to be grateful for, man. 4 years of GSL still kicking around here. I thought it was year 5, because I kept counting and it kept being five fingers, but you have to remember that the time between represents the years, not the actual, I guess, fingers you're counting, however that goes. So I guess we'll be on year five next year, which will be a milestone. So hopefully we can celebrate real big and whatnot and do something really cool. I was hoping to be able to make an announcement for today, but because of me, I think our announcement has been pushed back or off. I don't know. We're gonna see. But I guess I can't make that announcement right now. I could just say, hey man, it's our fourth anniversary, and I'm glad to, again, be doing this for 4 years. That means 4 years of the juice, 4 years of the GSL talk show. And yeah, man, to God be the glory for that. I mean, I hope that you guys are enjoying the things that we curate here on the GSL platform. And, I mean, you guys know that we have much, much more in store and ideas and things of that nature. But yeah, man, we're taking it step by step, day by day, all that good stuff. So, man, all right, let's get into this juice, y'all. Let's get into the juice. Wise men seek him. I would say that today's juice was pretty much inspired by the time that I woke up. Yes, I did wake up around 5:39, I think it was. Yeah, 5:39 is when I got up this morning. But I did kind of, I looked into some verses, I listened to the prayer meditation, but I went back to sleep. So, by the time I woke up the second time, I remembered that I was focused on 5:39, and so then I went back to it and went back to the verse that stood out to me in my first little session, and that was John 5:39. Something about it really stood out to me this morning, so I listened to the entirety of John 5, and I think I had listened all the way up until 12 or something like that. But again, I fell asleep on it and stuff, and so I went back to John 5:39, and this is what it says. It says, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." You guys can go deeper, of course, and do all of what I just did, listen to John 5 and all that. But something about that just made me think about this concept of knowing God. Before I went live now, I was kind of thinking about like, what does it mean to know somebody? You know what I'm saying? Now we know in a biblical sense, to know is a very intimate phrase, right? But here on GSL, we don't shy away from the intimacy, okay? But I mean, not necessarily talking about on those lines, but still, I mean, it could also play a part in this conversation because, yeah, to know God, right, would be to, I guess, know him intimately. And yeah, I did check out the definition of know, KNOW. And it pretty much was talking about to be aware or something like that. You guys can look up the definition if you need to. I didn't write it down or anything this morning because, again, it was something I thought about right before I went live. But yeah, it's just very interesting. I know one of the things I said last week in regards to the situation that I was sharing with you guys was that I found it very interesting that it seemed like the person really didn't know me. In spite of all of our conversations, in spite of, reading my book, in spite of all these different things, it seemed like this person really did not know me, Miracle, who I am, what I'm about, things of that nature. And how much more are we like that with the Lord? You know what I mean? We can sit here and read the Bible every day. We can sit here and pray. We can sit here and sit in the service, all these different type of things, and still not know look, Jesus the Christ, right? Still not know God. And I mean, now again, there's plenty of God things about God that we're probably not going to fully know or understand until we're in his presence, right? But I mean, it seems like we should know something. You know what I'm saying? According to this verse right here, it's just reminding us that again, the scriptures themselves is revealing Christ the whole time. I mean, there's people that break these things down about where Christ was in each chapter of the Bible, things of that nature. And if you guys need to take a look at that type of stuff, by all means, go deeper and do so, right? But I guess I'm just encouraging us and inspiring us this morning to, not just read the Bible, not just, I guess pretend like we know, like, no, get or have a real relationship with Christ. You know what I'm saying? Get to know him, his will, his way, and all those different things, because one, it seems like it's very important. I mean, I did come across that verse that said, not everybody that say Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom and things of that nature. We could be sitting here thinking that we are doing God's will and everything like that, and he could say, hey, I never knew you. So yeah, wise men seek him. And so that was my inspiration today. Let's go ahead and get into some more of these verses. Now, I noticed that all the verses I wrote down this morning was from John. I wanted to go deeper about and look up John, and see what that name means, but I did not do that. So y'all can do that if you want to. I might do it afterwards. But yeah, that was something that crossed my mind to do, but any because all these verses came from John. But anywho, John 10 and 14, it says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own knows of knows me, and my own knows me. Again, how can we walk with Christ and not know him? Obviously, again, we have the ability to do so. Even the disciples themselves, they was walking with God, and they still didn't understand the magnitude of what was going on. Like, even with him plainly saying a lot of different things, it went over their heads for some reason. Now, who knows? Maybe it's just our human nature and we just don't fully understand things, whatever the case may be. Or I don't know why that was. Because again, when I sit here and like you reread things, you see that he plainly said he was going to die. He plainly said he was going to be come back. He plainly said, all these things. And so how could they not know? But yeah, I mean, I guess that's a question we should ask ourselves today. How can we, do all the things and still not know God? How can we live this life and not seek him at all, not see or seek him? So again, I think like the word says, I mean, there's everything around us shows us that he's here, he exists, he's done, miraculous things, created all these miraculous things and whatnot. Again, I say this all the time as well, but even if we look out at in the mirror, we can see again the intricate work that it takes for us to be who we are and operate the way we do. Our bodies is such a magnificent, amazing thing that we have no full clue about. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we can look at what they say is in our bodies and all this different type of stuff, but we don't even know the details of us, let alone like everything else. So just something to think about. Just something to think about. Let me give you guys another verse. So then we got John 8 and 19. It says, they said to him, therefore, where is your father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my father. If you knew me, you would know my father also. For some reason, again, people like to debate that Jesus is God. When he said multiple things like this, it's very interesting again, especially people that be like, oh, he's just a good teacher or whatever like that. Yeah, like it's like you're somehow we're ignoring what he taught, but still claiming he's a good teacher. Because it's like, again, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But then we want to act like, oh, he's a great teacher, just not what he taught. That's what it seemed like, because again, he says all these things that lets us know that, hey, I am God. You see me, you've seen the Father, things of that nature. And for some reason, we like to brush all those things to the side and just call him a good teacher and things like that. And even that statement alone is still negating what who he actually is, because it's like, okay, you call him a good teacher, but then you ain't acknowledging what he said and taught. Made that make sense, So anywho, here go another verse. So then let me see. I just read that one, I think. So let's go to John 14 and 7. It says, if you had known me, you would have known my father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. So I mean, there you go, man. It don't really get no plainer than that. I mean, he's saying, hey, If you know me, you know the Father. At this point, you've seen him. You know what I mean? And they had that luxury, I would say, because we don't like necessarily live with that luxury. We live with the residuals of, I guess, knowing and seeing God in his creation, you know, and things of that nature at this present moment. But, you know, I guess, you know, we are blessed to have, lived this life as well. I mean, I know in the word he calls those that have not seen God but believe blessed, the things of that nature. You guys can see what the exact words say. But I mean, ultimately, if you don't know God, you know, I hope that you are encouraged and inspired to seek him today. You know, again, that will be a wise thing to do, because look, wise men seek him. And then I think that at some point you will start to see him and to know him, and that is the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Ephesians 6 and 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys to go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. And yeah, man, feel free to go deeper, man. I hope this encouraged and inspired to seek him. You know, plenty of verses in the go deeper section for you all to peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. You have a wonderful Monday, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us, because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.